It is another edition of the Local Legend program here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our very special guest this week is none other than Jay Baker, who is a former military member himself, but now he's turned community champion, really, when you talk about all the cool fundraising things he does and you know, his TV program on Your TV. So, Jay, thanks so much for popping in today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So, I guess, kind of talk to us right off the hop. I mean, we kind of first met when you started doing things with the Robbie Dean Center, and then you really kind of transitioned to, you know, supporting military veterans and things like that. So what kind of made you want to get more involved once you kind of retired from the military?
Well, you know, I did 27 years in the military, and just because I'm no longer serving doesn't mean that I don't want to continue to serve and help out. So instead of military, now I just kind of found a different avenue to serve. So I've been very fortunate to be able to get connected with the Robbie Dean Center to help them with their fundraising, as well as I helped them with a peer-based art therapy program that I teach with all of their different groups. And I even managed to get into talking on the TV with different veterans about their experiences. So it's been a great ride so far.
Again, some of the great things you've been able to bring to the Robbie Dean Center, you know, we talked about Music for a Cause, and, you know, Cocktails for a Cause kind of came around and stuff like that. But
yeah.
You really were talking before how that really kind of ties into your military experience as well, too, right?
Right. You know, the Robbie Dean Center provides free mental health for everybody within Rancho County. So whether you're a civilian or a military member, oftentimes, you know, it's easier for a military member to kind of circumvent the chain of command and just go, you know, the civilian side. So it, helping the Robbie Dean Center does help, you know, the veterans and serving members. And I just wanted to kind of give back. And last year was the Robbie Dean's 10-year anniversary, so we kind of went big with the fundraising and kind of was doing about 3 events a month all year long. So it was a pretty busy year.
Plus, you know, life on top of that.
Yeah, and life on top of that too, right?
I know Veteran Voices on Your TV is a fairly new program, but it's been kind of gaining a lot of traction, I noticed, online and some of the viewership as well. So, you know, since that first started, are you kind of pleased with how it's grown up until this point?
Yeah, Veteran Voices is really taken off within the veteran community, and we've actually started to tape season 2 of it. So season 1 is still slowly releasing, so every week there's a new episode, but we managed to get 25 different episodes for season 1. And it's a pretty inspirational kind of show. Like, we have a lot of different veterans that talk a little bit and pretty candidly about their trauma and their what they're doing now and how they overcame it. And it's fabulous to see the different avenues that they've taken to be able to kind of overcome their trauma. And it's something that needs to be shared within our community for sure.
Now, can people check out those episodes online somewhere, maybe YouTube or something?
Well, yes. So it airs every night at 7:30 on channel 100 and 700 on Cogeco. But if you don't have Cogeco, it is also on the Facebook and YouTube, so Veteran Voices. So if you go over to the Your TV YouTube channel, you'll see small snippets and highlights of each show. So.
Jay, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, and congratulations on being named a local legend.
Thank you very much.